Just outside the milking parlor at the Infogen Dairy, a steady stream of milk is flowing from a pipe into a sink. It gurgles down the drain into another pipe that leads to a holding tank. Infogen president Michael Bishop says the milk is perfectly safe and nutritious, but when the day's milking is done, he'll get rid of it.
And right now that milk is worth $15, $16 a hundredweight, but we're dumping it.
The milk Bishop is dumping comes from 23 cloned cows. He produced them by removing the genetic material from an unfertilized cow egg and then inserting the DNA from the ear of a cow he wanted to reproduce. The result is a herd of cows that looks uncannily identical. There are no regulations requiring Bishop to dump the milk from his herd, but the FDA has asked all owners of cloned livestock to keep food products from their animals off the market until the agency decides whether or not to regulate them. The FDA is waiting for a National Academy of Sciences report on animal cloning due out later this spring before it makes a decision. FDA spokesperson Stephen Sundloff says even if the report includes no red flags on food products from clones, the agency may require tests on the milk from cloned cows before it goes on the market.
And that would be to look compositionally at milk from cloned animals and compare that to milk from non-cloned animals and see if there was any substantial differences. But other than that, we would likely find that those products were in fact identical to normal milk produced by uncloned animals.
Michael Bishop is confident the milk his cloned cows are producing is perfectly safe for human consumption. In fact, he says he's already run the kind of tests Sundloff is talking about, comparing the milk of his cloned cows with the milk from cows at a neighboring dairy.
Nothing new in the cloned cows, but there were variants in the bulk tank of a neighbor dairy. So it really turns out that the food product is more predictable. It's going to be the same in a cloned animal.
But critics of cloning say there are still lots of unanswered questions. Infogen isn't the only company cloning dairy cows, and several consumer groups are lobbying the FDA to put some strong regulations in place before milk from any of the dairies using the procedure is allowed on supermarket shelves. Joseph Mendelson is with the Washington-based Center for Food Safety. He says there are a number of potential health problems for cloned cows. For instance, they may be more susceptible to mastitis and may require more use of antibiotics.
Are there possibly subtle genetic differences that may affect the nutritional quality of the milk? I don't think those issues have been really looked at. They're certainly not going to be looked at with the scrutiny I think that consumers expect if we don't have a mandatory regulatory system looking at cloned animals and the products that are derived from them.
Infogen's Michael Bishop agrees that regulations to ensure the quality of the milk may be necessary, and he's in favor of labeling the milk from cloned cows so consumers can make an informed choice.
Americans are used to having choices, and I believe they should have this choice. Let's let science prove one way or the other if there's a difference, and then let's let the marketplace decide if that product is going to be acceptable.
Cloning critics all say labeling should be required for food from cloned animals, but they're even more concerned about the effect clones will have on genetic diversity. John Peck is the executive director of the Wisconsin-based Family Farm Defenders. He says an increase in the number of cows with identical genes will reduce the range of genetic diversity, and that means, he says, that herds of cloned cattle will be even more likely to face problems from disease and viruses.
If you're basically engineering in this uniformity, you're also engineering susceptibility to catastrophic events, which we've seen that with other crops, which are genetically engineered, or hybrids that are vulnerable to one, form of blight or rust or something that comes in from afar. The big question then is who's going to pay for that? Is that, the consumer's going to foot the bill when a factory farm of 2,000 dairy cows all gets wiped out by one virus?
But Michael Bishop says his cloned cows will not be any more at risk for disease than the original healthy cows they were cloned from. He predicts that once cloning catches on, farmers running large commercial dairies will begin adding clones to their herds to increase their efficiency.
Because they'll actually be able to create a more uniform, consistent product from cow to cow to cow, and be able to predict how much hay, how much feed, and exactly what the outcome's going to be. Is it going to be 30,000, 31,000, 32,000 pounds of milk for the inputs that they put in?
Just how quickly large dairies turn to cloning for economic advantage, though, depends a lot on whether the FDA decides to impose restrictions on the milk the cloned cows produce. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Gil Halstead.